This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark for Feedworks USA, and we have to come out to Wisconsin to see each other. Audrey Donahoe.
Yes, like you said, I'm a dairy farmer from New York. I also serve as president of American Dairy Association Northeast, and beyond that, I serve on the board of directors nationally for Dairy Management Incorporated, both positions representing the dairy farmers.
So that really sounds like a time commitment on your part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I never have a problem with the family covering for me at home. They know I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm very passionate about promotion. So, yes, I rather enjoy being a leader in this industry, representing the checkoff money that all farmers pay into. But, you know, the better part of that is, John, not only is it farmer-funded, it's farmer-directed. So these board of directors are all farmers overseeing this money that is being spent on their behalf.
So give us a couple of good examples of the money being spent and returns for that money.
I'll go to my favorite area, children and their health and their wellness and, you know, making sure they're active and having that really great, well-balanced diet. You know, at home, I'm producing a wholesome, healthy, nutritious product. We want to make sure that that's in all of our children's lives out there. Not only does it help them to grow strong, it helps their cognitive skills and strong bones. I mean, think about it. What a nutritionally filled product I produce. But yet I also have the ability to be a part of a promotion that makes sure that all children are consuming dairy and dairy products.
Audrey, when I hear you say that, you've got some really strong claims there that I'm suspecting that you have really good research that's done, and that research costs money to get that.
You know, that's an awesome point, John. So National Dairy Council, it's been around for over 100 years. We have the science, we have the research to back up all of the value of what milk and dairy products have. And how important it is not only in children's health, but also in adults and elderly people. Like, there's so many health benefits you can get out of a glass of milk.
You know dairy farmers out there. They're hardworking, honest people who want to produce a product. And yet some of them throw up their hands and say, you know, this, I just can't do it all. What do you say to that dairy farmer who really should be a little bit more involved in what you're doing, a little bit more informed in what you're doing?
When I get a farmer like that that really questions, where is my money going? What's it doing? You know, my first response to them, I've been on this board for 22 years. I've been involved for a very, very long time. Where would we be without checkoff? What would we be doing? Who would be doing this work for us if we weren't all contributing and being fairly represented across the United States?
I presume that you've met some really interesting people and traveled some interesting places in this position to give you that knowledge and help strengthen the position and do your job.
Oh, absolutely. Just about a month ago, I was at for National Dairy Council, a health and wellness council that we have established, and we've partnered the president of the American Pediatrics Association, the president and CEO of School Nutrition Association, the Athletics Association, all of these people at that national level, highly respected, highly intelligent people that are very, very in favor of dairy and understand the importance of it. And they're out there advocating for us how important dairy is for everybody. So yes, I've met interesting people, but I've also met other people with the same passion that I have and the understanding of exactly how important it is to have dairy and dairy products in your diet.
Audrey Donahoe, first and foremost, a dairy producer from Herkimer County, New York.
I proudly serve as president of American Dairy Association Northeast. We cover 6 states in the Northeast, about 3,500 dairy farmers. I also serve on the Dairy Management Incorporated Board of Directors, which are farmers from all over the United States. And then we were just talking about National Dairy Council, my favorite. I currently serve as chairwoman of National Dairy Council.
Audrey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And thank you, John. I appreciate the time.
I'm John Clark for Feedworks USA.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
USDA's first forecast for farm income this year projects about a 24% decline in net cash farm income this year. However,
I still believe we will see a better income than what is projected.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told a Monday session of AgriPulse's Food Policy Summit.
Projection is oftentimes quite pessimistic, and I'm hopeful that we'll see an uptick in income over the course of the year.
Vilsack said even if that does not happen, farmers are in better shape to handle a cut in income because
3 years of historic growth in farm income, which has created strong liquidity in farm country, both in the ability to both meet short-term and long-term responsibilities and financial requirements.
Most analysts don't expect a surge of bankruptcies or foreclosures. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.